This meeting is now being recorded.
Hi everyone, and thanks for attending the diversity call for today. So our last call was before a transport meeting. We tried in that time to get the report ready for the plenary, but unfortunately we couldn't do so. So it means that we will have to continue working toward that till the next plenary. And I guess we can start as the first part to review the action items to see if there is anything pending. So I cannot see the action items here. So I don't see any action items listed, so I guess we don't have anything pending for now. And so we can move to the next agenda item. And this is what we wanted to discuss at the group level about the continuation of the interpretation service. Just as a context, we get some statistics about the uses of the interpretation service. From English to French and from I think English to Spanish, and I can ask Bernard if he can provide this information and maybe if he can show the data.
Thank you, Rafiq. Yes, I can. Brenda, can we put up that slide? Everyone, you'll remember that when we started this, we were in a pilot project status to the end of June, and we did continue that to the end of June. And then we said we would have a look at it. Presently, if we look at your screen, we'll see the information that we gathered for each of the calls where it was used. Also, I think I'll have to check. I don't think these numbers include the call that was canceled because we didn't get anyone. So actually, the numbers might actually be a little lower than what we have here. As I explained to the rapporteurs, the pilot was to the end of June. If the group wishes to continue past the in this new fiscal year, they will have to make a request. This will have to go to the co-chairs and possibly to the plenary, given this was not put into the budget forecast for the coming fiscal year. The rest, I think, is fairly clear from the numbers. So if anyone has any questions, I'll be glad to take them.
Okay, thanks, Bernard, for those information. So maybe a question for me. So if we want to continue, we have to make again the request to the co-chair, and I think that's also related to in terms of budgeting, so if I'm not mistaken. No? So, any comments or question about this? So I think it's important for us to make a case here. And I see that Sebastian is in the queue. Yes, Sebastian, please go.
Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you fine.
Okay, thank you, Bernard. A question and a comment. A question, do we know if there are any people who are listening after the call? Because here we are with a number of people listening to the call or participating to the call. But as we have recording, do we know if there are any data for that? And the second, it's a little bit of pity to have to discuss that, because of course we can imagine that Rafik, myself, and some other could have been in another channel, and then we will have increased the number here. The question, it's more than the number, it's that can we increase real participation or the engagement more than just the participation? Thank you.
Yes, Bruno, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafik. No, we don't keep statistics of the use after the fact, so I cannot speak to this. Yes, I'm certain that numbers can be increased if people just log into it, but the reality are these numbers. I think, you know, to a certain extent, it's a point of trying to provide a service that is used. And not just numbers. I know that it's very nice to do this, and no one argues about that. But everyone will remember that we were looking at when we did the original investigation for providing the service, and Sebastian and Cheryl can correct me, I believe some of the data we originally used was from ALAC, and the baseline for providing a service was at least 3 users per call, and we're falling well short of that. So although I certainly, as someone who English is not his mother tongue, support the concept, the practice, I'm also in charge of the PCST, which is the budget reporting to the co-chairs, and we have to make this work within the context of the budget that has been approved that allows us to get to June. And as I said, currently when we built this, we had to look at these numbers and said, okay, for now we will not include that, and if it is required, we might have to cut in something else. So, but that is up to the group to make the request to the co-chairs, and then the co-chairs can decide how they want to proceed with that, and that may be to go back to the plenary. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Bernard. So if we do, if we make a request, can we make it like for, not till the end of the, say, the fiscal year? I mean, by when the CCWG should finish the work, but can we have make a request like monthly basis or for like shorter period, like for 6 months? And I guess maybe it's an opportunity to try to get more engagement and participation, because I also see the number of attendees. We had like around the half of usual number in June. Maybe we can understand that was close to the meeting or maybe other reason, but so we have some issues to get more attendance, more participation. And so maybe we need to publicize more about the interpretation. So maybe that we can encourage those who are maybe not participating yet to join us, since we are having the interpretation service. So maybe that we can see if we get some improvement in the next 3 months or not. If not, I guess maybe we can assess at the time that we don't necessarily need or something like that. So, but just maybe to give a chance. But I understand that at the end of the day we have to we can make a request, and it's up to the chairs and the plenary to decide here. Bernard, is it an old hand, or you wanted to respond to this?
Response, if you'll allow me. It's up to this group to decide what they want to request. I'm fairly certain that it's going to be a really tough sell to say you want this for the full year. But as I say, that's your call. The other thing I will say is, as you will have seen, we've published a binary schedule for the remainder of fiscal year 18, so 1 year from now. And we're going to monthly calls. So the next plenary call is scheduled for the last Wednesday of August. And we'll be talking to the co-chairs the week prior to that, preparing things. So one possible approach, we had the service for 3 months. Maybe what you can do is ask for a three-month extension. And after that, if the numbers haven't picked up, automatically agree that it's not worth carrying on. But as I said, it's up to you.
Thanks, Bernard. I think that the most straightforward way for now is maybe to ask for the extension 3 months and try to increase the number. And I said I think it's to get more participation and engagement in general, not just because the language interpretation. So it's an opportunity to get more people participating. I think it will be tough somehow, since it will be the summer holidays period in the North Hemisphere. So like it's a little bit complicated, but I guess we can try it for 3 months to give a chance, so we can assess in for a longer period. So I guess it will be around 6 months that we provide the interpretation service, and then we can make a decision based on the information for a longer period than just 3 months. Okay, I guess we can ask for extension for 3 months if people are fine with that, and understanding that we have really to get the number up in next weeks if we want
to. Rafiq?
Yeah. Yes.
One real practical consideration here is how many meetings do you think you need to get the first draft report done, because it's going to be sort of unfortunate if we ask for a three-month extension, you get the draft report done in 2 or 3 weeks, and then basically we're going to go dormant for 2 months as we prepare as it goes to the plenary, and then if it passes the plenary, it'll go to public consultation. So actually, we're looking at a three-month gap where probably you might not need meetings while the report is going through the machinery to get the public comment, and then the analysis of the public comment. So I think that if we look at it from a practical point of view, what we may want to do is, if you can get an estimate of the number of meetings that you're going to need to wrap this up. I mean, is it between 2 and 4, or do you think you're going to need between 6 and 8, something like that, to get this done? We can try and adjust accordingly the request of the co-chairs. So maybe that's a more practical way forward, because there's going to be this huge gap in the middle. There are two options here, is what I'm trying to say. And sorry if I'm confusing everyone, but I'm just trying to look at the practical implications of where we are. Right before Joburg, we almost had this document completed. If we have one or two meetings left to do that, meaning complete the document and send it to the plenary for a first reading, is it really worth it to restart it? And then once that process starts, we're going to stop for 3 months again. Or is it worth it to say we're going to complete the document for sending it to a first reading of the plenary? And let's not forget, they're monthly now. And then work through with the plenaries to start another three-month round of services for when the public consultation ends and this group has to start its work again, because we've seen this in all the other groups. Basically, once the work goes to the plenary for a first reading, and if it's accepted or generally accepted with minor modifications at the plenary, the group will essentially go dormant for 3 months. So that may be an option I'm offering the group, just thinking strategically. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Bernie. You put in the beginning 3 months, but okay. Yes, we have to be aligned with the schedule for the plenary. Yes, we had almost the draft ready, but at that time also we were expecting the input from the SO and ACs. We got them. Still, we are... we have yet to finish reviewing them and updating the draft, but I guess the doable target for us is the next plenary, which is end of August. That I think give us around 1 month and a half. Fiona and myself, we kind of put as placeholder a call every week, but I think maybe that will be a little... overkill. We can maybe have the weekly call, and we are working to provide an updated draft based on the SO and AC comments. So we can work on the schedule of the next call for July and August, going to the next plenary, and I guess we have to deliver one week before. That means the 18th of August. Yeah, I think it's almost 1 month. So that was the question. We can ask by a monthly basis, or I mean, it should be by number of meeting, or so. This is the question: by number of meeting or by like say time frame. We can. Because maybe can think more easily in terms of time frame than the number, because we don't know how much meetings we may need to kind of wrap up things. Okay, maybe we cannot have final response for now, but we can, okay, yes, Brenda, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. So the next plenary is, as I typed in the chat, the 30th of August. So documents are due for the 23rd. So basically, you've got almost 6 weeks in there. Now, listening to the conversation, it sounds like you would like to continue at this point until you deliver the document. And then we will see. So what I can tell you is the following, is I have no problem making an offline request to the co-chairs to extend until the 23rd of August. We'll see what they say. But what I will tell you is that if we extend for those 6 weeks and the numbers don't change, it's going to be a really hard sell to sell in live interpretation after the public consultation ends. But that's your call. I am here to provide you advice and to make sure the requests get made properly, and that's what I will do. So if you're asking me to put in a request till the end of August for two or three meetings, I'll see what I can do to get that started as soon as possible. And then hopefully the document will be completed and we'll be on a cycle of plenary approvals and public consultation, and then we can start again after that. Thank you.
Thanks, Bernard. So let me discuss with Fiona on this, since she's still not in the call. And let's see if we how we can move on with this. But I think also we need input and comment from the subgroup. So if there is support and also understanding that we need really to increase the number of those who are using the service. So otherwise it would be hard to not going to say hard to sell, but hard to work for getting support for a longer time. Okay, I guess we spent some time on this issue, but anyway, it needed to be done. Maybe we can move to the next agenda item. And so I understand in the previous calls, prior to the Johannesburg meeting, you had a chance to go through the document prepared by Fiona to summarize the input from the ESO and AC. So I think it still need to be reviewed and also confirmed that for those from the different ESO and AC that the summary is captured correctly the input. I recall the email from Jerry just asking for a correction. So please review that document. What I shared and also Anel shared in the Adobe Connect is the latest version. That's the Google Doc, but that, as you can see, the last edit was done on the 25th of May, and that's the prior deadline for receiving input from SO and AC. We are working on the new version, and hopefully we can share it in the coming days. So that can be tricky if you work on the latest version you have now. Because we are working on a different version in another document. So we'll try to share that in the Google Doc so as soon as possible. Okay? Okay, I see a comment from him with regarding to recommendation number 5. Regarding that recommendation, I think we had some discussion before about that. Who was suggesting this, but with regard that the role of the CEO in terms of supporting the establishment of an office of a diversity office. And I recall that we had a long discussion that we need to focus on the requirement of what the role of such office, but not on the detail of regarding how the office should be implemented. So I guess we can maybe, instead of deleting, maybe amending that to emphasize what we are expecting from a diversity office, and also clarify what is the, maybe if we have any other expectation from the ICANN organization, the CEO and the staff, with regard to the any comment on this? I see there is some discussion in the on the chat, but if anyone want to speak, speak up about this, yeah. So, Finn, you are suggesting, okay, yes, Bernard, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. Just a note, we're preparing a guideline for SOs and ACs regarding recommendations, and in there what you will find is about exactly what Finn has said, in that are encouraging subgroups to be very clear in their requirements and try to be as flexible as possible versus how these should be implemented, and we detail that. So this will be coming up shortly, I hope, and will help guide you, but I am certain what you will find in there is exactly that. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Bernard, and we are looking forward to this, those guidelines. I think we had this discussion about the what and how, the requirement and the implementation several times, so maybe kind of to move forward, can we put as an action item that we should amend recommendation number 5 and to elaborate the requirements there, so replacing the current wording, so it's that respond to Finn concerns. And Finn, if you have any wording or suggestion, that will be really helpful on that. Okay, Bernard, I see that still your hand is up. You want to add something?
Hold hand.
Okay, thanks. Okay. So we already jumped on the recommendation. So any other comments on the current recommendation we have, and if you are suggesting any change, that's a really good time. So we can include that on the next version. don't see any one in the queue. Yeah, I assume that kind of, since we are resuming the discussion after a while, we take time to kind of recall the details we have in the draft. So it's a good opportunity to kind of get familiar again with the latest version we have. And so I guess if you have any comment in the coming days, that will be really welcome, so we can add to add them directly to the new version to try to clean up and resolve the comments that we have already in the current document. Sorry, is it possible to share the link of the kind of, how to say, the document summarizing the input from SO and AC? I couldn't find it easily, and then want to share into the Adobe Connect so people can have a chance to review it. Yes, Marcus, please go ahead. No? Yes, I'm not sure if it's Marinomi or, sorry, I see Marcus. Yeah, please go ahead. Can you speak? Oh, okay. Okay, so I saw your hand, but if you want, you can write in the chat directly. Okay. Anyway, I will send the spreadsheet to the mailing list. Yes, Bernard, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. For purposes of the record of the call, we have one person on the phone only who's listed as anonymous. If this is you, could you please identify yourself? Thank you. Thank you, Dalila.
Thanks, man. Thanks, Dalila. Okay. 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 I see that the question is to Herb, and I guess that it's related to the link he shared on. Maybe yesterday, with regard to diversity in tech in Canada. So, some that you wanted, if you want to say, okay, I see that Herb is in the queue already. Yes, Herb, please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Herb Way here. there was no motive behind the email I sent. I just found it was very interesting for those of you who have read it diversity was as an issue, I guess I think the what brought it up was the during the election campaign in the States or something. I don't recall exactly why, but the Canadian media contacted Canadian tech companies and ask them, okay, if diversity is an issue for you, you know, what are you doing about it? And received a very kind of an interesting response that there was a lot of the companies were hesitant about answering. Or I'm not sure if that noise is coming from me.
Someone's typing very heavily. If you're not speaking, could you please mute your mic? Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. So no, it was just kind of to share the information that a lot of people are talking diversity, but only very few of these high tech companies are actually doing something about it and reporting on it. But the article does go into great length about some of the diversity issues that are facing some of these companies and some of the best practices that some of them are performing. So I just saw it, read it, and thought it would be something that would be interesting to share. And yes, I agree with you that there is a lack of measurement, and I don't know if there's a lack of willingness to proceed, but I know there seems to be clearly a lack of interest in reporting on it, maybe because the media was involved. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Herb, for sharing the link and also very good. And I see that Fiona is in the queue too. Fiona, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. Hello, everyone. Sorry I joined late. I had a bit of a technical challenge. Now, when I've gone through the different responses from the different groups that have responded to our questionnaire so far, I don't think that there is a lack of willingness to proceed on diversity. I think the lack of measurement has been because the only element of diversity that was ingrained in the way ICANN does its activities is geographic and regional diversity. As a result, a lot of the groups have made an effort to factor in geographic and regional diversity to the level that they are. However, entities that are contractual to ICANN, that have contractual arrangements with ICANN, are challenged by addressing that particular element of diversity, largely because it's dependent on representation and availability of representatives from the region, the respective different geographical regions. The other is that the elements of diversity, again, have been varied to the different groups based on their role within ICANN. And in as much as other groups are going out and also identifying other elements of diversity that they think ICANN should pay attention to, when it comes down to measurement, they are all coming back to look at what elements are relevant to the role they play. And based on the role of the different groups that have responded, and this is also factoring in input from the board that looked at it twofold, they answered the question, our questionnaire twice. First, the response from the board, and secondly, looking at the ICANN ecosystem. And when you look at those responses, there is a general interest in diversity and to ensure diversity, for particularly for ICANN, because, and within ICANN, because of ICANN's current position and positioning as a global organization that is addressing the global public, and this is something we have discussed in the larger CCWG Workstream 1 and Workstream 2. As such, the requirements of ICANN to address diversity concerns in ensuring it is meeting and addressing the global good have had to change. And that is where we are at. And that is really my personal view based on the responses. So diversity is becoming an important issue within our ecosystem when we have a multi-stakeholder organization being the one that has been given the responsibility of handling some of the internet's core functions. And that said and done, each of the groups has had, as a result of the questionnaire, has had to rethink and reevaluate how they handle diversity issues. And you can sort of see in the responses of some of the groups, so some has been something they've been working on for a long time. Their responses are much clearer and much more to the point. For example, the NCUC, NCSG and the VC have for a period of time been trying to address diversity issues, and as a result have developed certain systems and activities to facilitate and to promote diversity. And these are possible because also of how those groups, the constituents of those groups. A group like the registry that is contractual-based would like to address diversity requirements, but they are restrained by being able to only invite contracted parties to their sessions and to their activities and their discussions, because that is that is what brings them together. So then the measurement of diversity and that they would do is very limited to how they are constituted and the role they play. Whereas the measurement of diversity for, say, the business constituency or the non-commercial stakeholder group is very different. And they are able to then measure very differently. And you find then another different and more complex group like the GAC Advisory Council has they're very broad in terms of what they cover, because they can easily cover what we had highlighted as the seven elements we had listed, and even more. And so for them, they would like matrix developed elements of diversity and how those come into play in their role and their activities and functions within ICANN. So the desire to measure diversity is there. It's just that there wasn't enough in our ICANN's bylaws, policies, procedures to address those. And so I'm looking at our report, our draft report, and looking at the recommendations, and I, at this point in time, strongly root for recommendations that are asking for each group to measure elements that are important to them and that are relevant to within ICANN. And I'm sort of seeing our approach may have to be a bit open in terms of we may not be able to dictate all the elements of diversity that groups need to work on. But there are, within each group, elements of diversity that vary and that are for each group. You find, like, for example, the root servers constituency are looking at their role as root servers within ICANN and sizes of the root server businesses, structuring of those businesses. So they're looking at it very differently, and it's also important to their role within ICANN. And when we put all those together, I think we may need to be open, and this is really my personal view, may need to be a bit open on the elements of diversity and be careful about giving a very strict restriction of what the elements of diversity are. But being able to list those that we have identified and still being able to recommend to groups to work with elements of diversity that are relevant to their activities and their role. And that is, for me, the observation from the review, and I hope that we'll be able to capture it in the report. I have shared with the drafting team my input into the report. I don't know that this is the report that is out on the link, but I know the drafting team are working on it and trying to capture all the elements of diversity and the responses from the different working groups. And that is what I have to, as an observation with regard to inputs from the different SSMSOs and our report on diversity. Thank you, Rafik.
Okay, thank you, Fiona, for those comments. Yeah, definitely, I don't think we can have recommendation like a kind of size fit all, and maybe we have to think in how we can, if it's the right word, to customize the recommendation, to acknowledge the diversity of the different groups we have. So that's something maybe we need to have in mind. And I guess when we talk about measurements, it also means that we need some targets or some metrics that we can benchmark against. So we need to measure against something to see if we are making progress or not. So this is really something we should work on. But definitely, we have to take into account the comment and the input we got from the SO and ACs, like the, with regard to the element of diversity, and see what matters to them. Okay, I see that Herb is in the queue. Yes, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Rafik. Herb Way. I just want to mention while we're on this call that communication is going to be a critical component to any advancement of the diversity issues. And I raise this point because at in Joburg at ICANN 59, there were people registering for registration for Abu Dhabi Open, and there was a diversity question on the application for the registration for the upcoming ICANN meeting about gender that was received negatively by certain people that were applying for registration, and the question was ultimately removed. So I think accompanied by a proper, well-articulated communication piece about why the question was being asked, it would have been more positively received. So I believe moving forward for the diversity subgroup, communication is going to be a very important component in any attempt at incorporating diversity into things like registrations or surveys or any other attempt at collecting data. So to share that with you, issues that pop up in my domain regarding diversity when people are either question it or are offended or feel
okay, thanks, Herb. And thanks for sharing this. I was not aware about the, some people find an issue after with regard to.
If I may just address Luis Baez is asking a question about clarification. I believe that the question was asked male, female, or something along that line. And. It was brought up. It was addressed by, not by myself, but it was addressed by the administration of the registration team. And it's something that is going to be discussed with them on this trip to L.A. So there will be follow-up.
Thanks, Herb. Maybe if we, just to recall, there was also the, I think, the gender diversity survey by ICANN staff, and that it's supposed to be, probably we should get the results soon. Maybe we can have also some of what people think, you know, about that matter, but also maybe can you clarify what was the issue exactly, because if it's, I mean, the registration provided only three choices, and there was concern about the other choice. I'm not sure what's the problem exactly here. So I guess there's some practice here with regard to how people list.
Yes, and Herb Wagen here. As I mentioned, it wasn't my office that dealt with it, but it was brought to my attention and resolved rather than create an issue. They simply pulled the question, and I have not had a chance to sit down with the registration team to discuss it yet to see if there is an opportunity. But this may be something that if anybody that's listening in is interested in, they could bring it up with I believe it was Duncan and his team that dealt with that.
Okay, thanks, Herb. If you can, if you found out more information and share the details with us, I think that would be really helpful. And to see how we can update our recommendation based on that. I recall that we have previous discussion. We worked in the first draft with regard to the gender, and we get some input in that time from ICANN staff and their own experience. I think that was from the, say, public responsibility division. So I guess that may something we have to work on it again and take into account all this input. Okay. Herb, I see that your hand still up. That's an old or new hand? Okay, that's an old hand. Okay, so we have 6 minutes left in the call. And I guess maybe just to can hear, discuss quickly how we will move from here. As Fiona indicated, we are working on the new draft for the report or new version. So if you have any comment, please do it as soon as possible so we can include that in the new version. And we'll review the input from the SO and ICs. I will share the kind of consolidated response. It was in spreadsheet, but it sounds like it's missing from the wiki. So I'll maybe we can add it to a Google Doc so it's more easy to consult by everyone. Yeah, so we will distribute the latest version when it's ready. So, okay. Any other question or comment on this? Okay, I don't see any. So, okay, hopefully we can send a new version. It will be version number 3 in the coming days. And we will see with regard to the scheduling for the next call, having in mind about the interpretation service. And so our objective is to get a draft to be submitted by the next plenary and by the end of August. So we have 6 weeks to work on that, and hopefully we can get all you all, so your participation to get that done. Okay. Don't see anyone in the queue, and then don't see any comments. So I guess we can adjourn the call. And thanks everyone for attending, and see you soon. Bye.